You see, God wants to be who He is through you and me. Let's read that again. God wants to be who He is through you and me. Here is the other point we need to be aware of. You don't have to understand this to experience it. You don't have to understand the Trinity in order to experience the Trinity. Now tell me, who all here uses a computer? Who all here knows intimately how that computer works and how the motherboard works and what 010 means versus 111 versus 0001? How many here know that? Doug, you can't raise your hand wherever you are. Okay, three of us, not including me. Right, but we still can experience what the knowledge that that computer brings to our life. Now, some not good knowledge, I understand. But in general, the vast knowledge that we have at our fingertips because of that computer, the research we can do right at our fingertips because of that computer, but we don't have to know how the computer works, do we? Obviously, right? Right. So we use the computer not understanding it, and yet we experience the benefits of the computer. You see, it's similar with the Trinity. Through God's grace, we can demonstrate the Trinity and experience the Trinity, even though we really don't understand it. So why is Trinity so important? It's not important for us to have head knowledge. We are not learning about the Trinity for us to have information, but to bring transformation for our lives. To bring transformation for our lives. God wants us to be who He is through you and through me. What God demonstrates through the Trinity is unity. He demonstrates that He is a God of unity, even though there are three distinct persons. The Father is not the Son. The Son is not the Spirit. The Spirit is not the Father. Jürgen Moltmann, and I'm sure all of you have read him. He was my, and still is, my informing theologian. But he believes that the Godhead is a community of equals, and the church should strive for similar relationships. He believes that the Trinity is a Godhead, is a community, the Godhead, excuse me. In other words, the Trinity and the Godhead are equal, all right? You hear what I'm saying? Sorry, I mixed up my language there. The Trinity, or the Godhead, is a community of equals, and the church should strive for similar relationships. How would the church be different if that were the case? We'd all be in ministry equally. That is what you said, right? How would the church be different if this were reality? How would your life be different as a member of this church, as a part of this community, this church community, if that were the case? There is only one God. God, about 4,000 years ago, revealed Himself to Abraham. Abraham was the father of the Jews, the first of the Jews. At the time God showed Himself to Abraham, everyone was polytheistic. Now let's break this word down. What is theistic? What's that? Yeah, say God, belief in God, all right. What's poly? So everyone believed in many gods. They were polytheistic, all right? Polytheistic means, you know, like I said, many gods. Everyone had their own little tribal god. Because each had their own tribal god, there was competition between the tribes. My God would be right and your God would be wrong. Everyone that did not believe in my God was evil or bad. All right? Here's what God said to Abraham 4,000 years ago. Abraham, there are not many gods. There is one God. There is not a God of the Muslims. There is not a God of Christians. And there is not a God of Jews. There is one God who is Father of all nations. If our understanding about God is wrong, then our attitudes and relationships with people are going to be wrong. There is one God who is Father of all nations. Now I want to lift something up that blew me away whenever I read the scripture in this context. And I'm sorry, I don't have this on the screen. So get out your Bibles or write it down so you can look at it at a later time.